Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
And arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
These LL Cool J songs were totally inappropriate for an 8-year-old Andy.
Dude.
Like, this woman's just in the background.
Moaning.
Having a great time.
Yeah, man.
I'm 8. It's on the radio.
I'm just telling you, dog. This song
I'm like, this
song
is a hit. I like this song. I don't know why.
Yeah, this song you know? Is a hit.
Yeah, but that's not why I like it.
Oh, I understand. Because
you're a lady having an orgasm in the background.
Because like all of us, little mannish-ass little boys.
Like, I don't even know if I knew why I liked it. You know what I mean? Maybe right. I did. I was 8 or 10, however old you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And hearing that, it's like, that's fun to listen to.
Yeah, just like all of us.
Put that LL Cool J
mannish,
back on.
Mannish as hell. That's it. Just mannish. Don't know no better.
Yeah. You just, it's like instinct, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a great song.
It's instinctive to be a, you know, a pervy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you can't help it.
Kids.
It's innate, all right? It's in my DNA. It's how I was born.
You didn't know that you knew?
I didn't know that
but
I knew.
But you knew.
But then I found out that I knew, and I was like, all right, I guess
cool.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, anyway, it's noon on hump day. That's where we're playing music like that. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up. Another Super Bowl grab bag so we can spend some more time talking about the Super Bowl in about 20 minutes. We'll get to an NFL in the huddle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's ramping up right now. Most of the media people are starting to get down to New Orleans and everything as they get ready for the Super Bowl. It has been quiet because of all the NBA stuff. The NBA's been holding it on. It's been holding its own a little bit this week and everything.
You know what sucks, though, is like this has been my criticism of the NBA's popularity over the last handful of years. It's like it's off the court stuff that holds its own.
Yeah.
It's never on the court stuff. You know what I mean? Like the things people get fired up about, and it's off the field stuff in the NFL too, but like, you know, the thing that drives the NFL is the games and the players. And that happens in the NBA too. But when the NBA meets the NFL in terms of conversation and trending and all that stuff, it's because of the soap opera of it.
Yeah.
How can they figure out how to make the basketball the driving force again? I don't know. They've leaned so far into this that this is kind of their brand now. But yeah, I mean, the Luka thing obviously is going to steal all the headlines. I just, you know, it's great. It's great, but it's also like, it would be really cool if something that happened on the court could rise to the level of interest of the soap opera.
You know what, Andy, watching that that Boston and Cleveland game last night, it's irritating to watch him play.
Just the
threes. Just unabated. Just, all right. I know it's 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Oh, got it a little open. Let's shoot it.
I know.
It's just like, damn.
And the hard part is, like, for me, it's like, yes, I'm with you. I get it, kind of. I mean, I get why they do it. I don't love it, but like, there's no such thing as a bad one either.
No.
Like, I don't think, has anyone in the last 10 years gotten cussed out for taking a three?
No.
Like, if you take an open three, as long as it's an open three, it's a good shot.
You remember?
Like, no, man. Like, Evan Mobley's not good at shooting threes. He shouldn't shoot four of them. Dude, like, let's stop doing
this. One of my favorite clips ever was with Patrick Ewing. Remember, he's the head coach of Georgetown. And one of his players took that shot. And
you practice
that? You remember how Pat was like, you practice that? Then why are you shooting it? Well, they practice it.
Yeah.
You know
I guess Evan's shooting 39% this year. But for his career, he's been under 30.
They practice it. Because I remember, I love that clip when Pat was saying, you practice
that
shot?
Is that a shot you work on?
A shot you work on?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just the way it is. But I mean, that's the way the game is going. I thought one of the coolest things yesterday I saw was because of the new alignment of conferences in college basketball, UCLA played Michigan State yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you got to see Magic and Kareem yesterday. Yeah. I thought that was one of the coolest things yesterday.
That was cool.
I thought that was really cool yesterday. But yeah, I mean, that's just how the game is. It's pass, 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 shoot. Like every time Derek White got an inch, it was going up.
Man took 12 threes last night.
It was going up. All right? It was going up last night.
Now, he made six of them, and he made three of them in the fourth quarter, and two of them were like when Cleveland was making that little run to try to make it interesting. So, you know, you can't really blame him. But, no, I'm with you. Like, especially early in games, it's like, all right, well, no one's going to touch each other for the first half of this game. There's no worse basketball played than the first quarter NBA basketball early in the season. Because no one tries.
But
it's like, let's work up a lather.
Let's
this thing close.
You just had shoot around.
That's not the same. We need to get our little heart rate up. Yeah. And then, you know, midway through the third quarter, if it's close, then we can turn it on. But nobody better touch me in the first half. Otherwise, I'm going to be furious.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Set.
I still love the games, by the way. Don't let me be the person that's coming on here just blank talking the NBA. The NBA is great. And they don't need to go to 40-minute games.
No, they do not.
And they don't need to go to less games in the season. They just need guys to try a little bit harder. And the physicality part of it might help, too. Like, we do like physical sports.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I think that's when the league was at its most popular.
Unabated to the rim just ain't fun no more.
At its most physical. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Unabated to the rim.
Well, just 53s. Is it that exciting?
No.
Like somebody getting a forearm in the chest and falling on the hardwood's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I realize it's not fun to have happen to you, but it's fun to watch. I'm sorry. Say what you want to say about me. I like watching that kind of stuff. So the NFL Referee Association responded to the insinuation that the Chiefs are getting preferential treatment or the league's rigged or whatever. Here's the quote. It's insulting and preposterous.
Because it is.
To hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crew members, or 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand.
It is preposterous.
It is one of the it's crazy as hell. And the crazier part is that they asked had to respond to it. No, I'm sorry. That they asked responded to it.
Yeah.
Like, why respond?
I agree.
Why respond? Because nobody's going to take in account if they believe that you are doing this with the Chiefs, that statement right there ain't going to make them like, see, oh, well.
Oh, you know what? They said they're not doing it.
They're not doing it, so I guess I'll believe them.
That's a great point.
Whatever.
A denial.
Whatever.
Very often doesn't help the accusation.
No.
Yeah, for people that don't believe that it's rigged, like.
Me?
All four of us, right? We're all on. Right?
Yes.
Abe doesn't have his hand up. He wasn't listening.
Yeah.
yeah. We're going to be over here, and that's fine. For people that believe it's rigged, they're not going to care that the statement was made. I don't know.
I think it's just crazy.
I just always go back to the same thing when it comes to any conspiracy theory. Who stands to benefit?
Yeah.
Like, who's the ultimate benefactor of the league being rigged? Not the league.
No.
The league's fine.
The Chiefs are.
I guess. Who cares?
But you know,
it's Kansas City. No offense to Kansas City, but like, why would an entire league collude to help?
I don't know, because that goes back to this whole villain crap. Y'all ain't no damn villains. But it's so funny because I think back to my 11-year-old boy, Samson, who loves sports. He hates Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean?
He's a great barometer
I was like, what do you mean you hate Patrick Mahomes? I hate the Chiefs because of Taylor Swift. I hate. I'm like,
amazing.
But it's not him. It's not just him. Right. It's all of them.
No. It's not him at all. Like he is one of many.
It's
when
all
it comes
like,
to that.
And I told him, I was like, ain't you boy? You my child, and I don't want to call you dumb. But so I'll say this: that's one of the dumbest things I ever heard.
You're not dumb. That's just something dumb that you said.
Yeah. Like,
but here's the thing, though. Yeah. That's. I would even say that's common. Like that's a common feeling among NFL fans currently. Which ultimately, if everybody hates them, even if the hate is irrational,
that's not no villain.
They're villains.
That nobody with a voice like that is a villain. All right, have we ever looked at Kermit in a bad light? I mean, outside the fact that Miss Piggy was throwing that thing at him and he wouldn't take it.
I know. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with him?
She's so thick.
She was thick as hell.
Yeah, what are you thinking about, Kermit?
Oh, the hell Kermit thing.
I'm not the only one, right, that kind of had a thing for Miss Piggy?
All right, yeah.
I am?
Yeah, okay. Put in some grease. But other than that, you know what I mean?
No, but like, yeah, you know, yeah, like yeah, a little
the,
bit?
Yeah, to cut her up and eat some.
I'm not like a puppet guy. I'm not like one of those.
You sound like one. Because I ain't never had no thing for.
I'll turn her into a puppet.
I ain't never had no thing. I had a thing for Marge. If you ever looked at Marge with the front neck green dress, them hips.
Yeah.
Marge was hippie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Marge was real hippie.
And what about the Lois from Family Guy? She kind of. Kind of stacked up too, a little bit.
She was
bad haircut.
Yeah,
so what?
Yeah, she was yeah, she was thick.
She was.
She was thick.
Still is.
But
I think,
yeah, I just don't buy into all that crap. Just like the whole rig conspiracy, all that crap, man. I'm just like, just go root for another team. Because that's usually what happens.
Well, that's what they are.
Because the thing about
they're always
beating your damn team. I ain't root for no damn Eagles.
I know you're not. Oh. But I think that is a good indicator that they have sort of elevated to that villain, quote unquote, or hated or whatever status, is that because everybody hates Philadelphia. Everybody does, universally.
Yes.
Unless you're a Philadelphia fan,
yes.
Everybody hates Philadelphia.
Yes.
Their fans are crazy, all that kind of stuff. But people are rooting for them.
Unbelievable.
Because of those guys.
No
and really,
there.
The only thing is, because I'm with you, like, there's nothing really villainous about them.
No.
Other than the fabricated, rigged thing. I mean, Mahomes does get calls, but stars get calls.
Stars get calls.
It's just that they win. They win too much.
I love it.
And that's what it is. Like, if you win too much, then people start to hate you. And that's true across the board in life.
But that's
you have too much success.
You're a damn loser.
Yeah. Losers are coming.
Yeah.
Losers are coming for you. I think you're indicating that there's more losers than we realize.
Yeah. Well, you've hit me to that right there.
There's a lot of them out there, man. Yeah, None of them listen to this show.
Yeah, you've hit me to that.
Everybody listen to this show.
Winners.
Winners. Yeah, you guys are winning.
Winners.
All day long. Twice on Sunday. Well, what we're going to do is listen to Tom Brady talk about the dynasty. We kind of already did that.
Yeah.
Hey, Micah Hyde and Mason Crosby are retiring. Well done. Nice career.
I thought Mason Crosby retired a long time ago.
Well, he didn't play this year,
yeah.
So he basically
did.
Yeah,
I thought he retired a long time ago.
You know, sometimes, and no offense to him or others, sometimes you don't get to tell us that.
Yeah.
Sometimes the league tells you.
Exactly.
You know? Anyway,
I saw this.
He was a great kicker for a long time.
Andy Reid said he'll be back next season. I thought, was there some reason why he wouldn't be?
People keep thinking maybe if they win, he'll walk away.
Okay. I think the only one that
Why would you walk away with a winning hand like that?
I think the only one that'll walk away they win is just, I think Kels walk away.
I could see it.
I could see Kels walking away.
I could see it. But, like, if you're Andy Reid.
There's no reason to go nowhere.
Like, you're in the midst of, you know.
Like, you're on cruise control.
You're on cruise control.
Yes.
He's been to 6 Super Bowls, too, by the way. And I knew that he had been to 1 in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And now this is 5 there. But I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. And then they put a graphic up. It's like him, Belichick, and. Who's the other guy who's been to 6? Tom Landry, maybe? Or, I don't know. There was one other coach. It's like, damn.
It might have been Landry. Because I'm
He's
trying to think. I don't think it's Walsh.
Now, Walsh only went to 3.
I don't think it's
he
not,
won all 3
it's
of
not,
them.
It's not Pittsburgh's coach.
Because then Seifert won the 4th one.
Yeah,
for San Francisco.
It's not Pittsburgh's coach.
So now, Noel, I only think, went to the 4th.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah.
spot. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
He went to DeBoer. That's what I'm saying. So.
It was Shula.
Oh, because. Oh, yeah, that's right. He went to
Shula. That's right. Because he was with the Colts.
He went to Colts. That's right.
And did they lose a couple under him, too? Mm-hmm. So he went to. It's not winning six, yeah. But it's being in six.
Yeah, it was. It was
Belichick went to nine.
Yeah.
So. But again, who knows? I mean, you would have thought no one would ever come close to that. Andy Reid's got six now. They're not going anywhere.
They ain't going no damn where.
I mean, it's a lot to say that he'll get to three more at his age, but who knows, man?
They ain't going nowhere.
Who's to say? This is also the fourth Super Bowl quarterback rematch because these guys played, what, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. right? Hurts and Mahomes.
Aikman and Kelly.
Aikman and Kelly, and they did it.
They did
obviously
it twice.
They did it twice. You had Brady and Manning, right?
Super Bowl.
Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah. Duh, Randy.
Eli Manning.
So, yeah, today's the anniversary.
And it's the anniversary.
Oh, today's the anniversary.
Of?
Of Manningham catch.
Oh.
Yep.
And then you, I think it was Staubach and.
It was Staubach and Bradshaw.
And Bradshaw.
Okay.
I think those are the four. So take that off the thing for Friday.
Didn't have it on there.
All right. We'll come back and get to a Super Bowl grab bag. We'll talk more Super Bowl next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.